Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And because I don't believe in Matt Nagy, I truly don't.
The only caution I would have with playing Justin Fields is if indeed he's not going to be good enough to save your coach, right, and GM, I don't want to be putting this dude through two, three, four different coaches and coordinators by the time
I'm more concerned about getting him beat up a la Joe Burrow. That development you're hoping you get, he's out for a season, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with Burrow, we all expect him to come back in, pick right up where he left off.
Yeah.
But come on, I mean, there's no guarantee of that with Justin Fields, and I don't want him to get some season-ending injury because we don't have the offensive line.
Well, look
to protect
at the great QBs,
I'm more concerned
though,
about
man.
That than I am about him getting a bunch of different
coaches.
Who was
the last great, truly great quarterback who had a bunch of coaching turnover? You know, like who had a bunch of, you know, there aren't many. I mean, you think about the best ones right now. Mahomes has Reed. He ain't going anywhere. Brady had Belichick. You know, Aaron Rodgers coming in the league had McCarthy, you know, for the majority of his time. And we go down this list. Like Lamar's got Harbaugh. So the common thread, and maybe it's correlation, not causation, but you don't want to be throwing him in there and then you're changing coaches every two, 3 years because, you know, that's not going to be good for his development. It just isn't. You know, that could you know, stunt that.
I still haven't bought my Fields jersey, but I am so eager.
Well, there's no reason for it.
To see the Chicago Bears finally have us a quarterback.
I haven't purchased a Raiders jersey other than Doug Martin because we share the same last name since Randy Moss. I mean, it's been I have not had the emotional connection.
Can I make a guarantee to you?
Go ahead.
About Justin? He will not be the losingest quarterback we've ever seen over his first 7 years.
Well, again, though,
because you have that and you have ownership of it with Carr. We're not us. That
the Las Vegas Raiders.
That ain't happening
stat.
To us.
It's a misleading stat, Jason.
Brad, have you gotten your tickets yet to go out to the Roomba? Are we all going? Everybody ready to go to it?
I've got them lined up on the on deck circle. I think I'm positioning to get some.
Okay.
Yeah, you just have to give up an arm and a leg. That's all.
Just going to have to take out a loan and hit a couple of these Patty parlays.
That's right.
Prop bets. I need to stop on the parlays and go straight prop bets.
Right.
That was my mistake yesterday.
You try to add to it and get rich, and normally you don't take that approach. You usually go frugal.
I'm usually frugal.
You took John's info and you tried to combine it with yours. Failure.
Yeah, so the way this works is yesterday, John did include me on the email, the text list, to get his prop bet. The prop bet was under on assists for Kevin Durant.
That's right.
And I looked at that and I said, Brad, you probably could put five on that, and you'll make $450. You'd be up $950. That didn't make me satisfied. So I said, let me parlay the under with that plus 5.5 Nets, thinking, well, the Nets will be competitive, but they won't win the game. They'll be at least within 5.5. And they were for a while until a 14-0 run by the damn Bucks in the fourth quarter, and they just gave up and laid a freaking egg.
I see why you're so sour today. You're sour with yourself.
I put 10 on it.
Yeah, that's a big bet for you.
That's massive for Brad. That's massive. That's my lunch money.
You know, you have to be true to yourself.
You really do when you're betting. I was thinking about calling Redline after that.
Your system that works for you is I don't bet big.
That's right.
But then you did it.
But then I went
and
above and beyond.
You got burned.
I doubled, John.
You got burned. See, that's when it comes to these props. I don't paralyze myself with analysis. Whatever my gut tells me to do, I don't question it. It made no sense.
Do you run it by other experts?
Other experts?
Oh, that's a good question.
I did actually ask. I asked Mike what he thought about the Kevin Durant play yesterday.
Okay.
Now this is again after I've decided I'm going to do it.
You asked our resident
Mike Miller, that is the former NBA
player
and all-star.
And I'm curious, what did Mike say?
Mike said he's going over.
See, right now.
I see where he's getting his intel
right now,
from.
No one can see what the three-eyed raven sees right now, not even experts.
Not even, like, NBA players.
Yeah, so I'll give you more credit on seeing that one.
It goes back to what Warren Buffett said, you know?
What did he say?
When they are greedy, be fearful.
Brad got greedy yesterday.
When they are fearful, be greedy.
Yeah, can you do me a favor?
And I want to run in there when it's fearful. Oh.
Yeah. Listen, Dreamweaver. When you give me these bets, just remind me in the text. Just say, Brad, remember, don't overthink it.
Listen to this, BC. You'll love me for
when
this.
When I send it.
This is all you do is this. Just do this.
I didn't send you.
You didn't do that.
Plus
no.
5.5.
No, you didn't.
You went off on your own.
I did that on my own damn self.
You know? I asked John not long after we left. I said, you going to send this. Once we got the pick, you going to send this to BC. He did you right because all he's doing right now is hitting the dream. He's hitting the Dreamweaver here.
He's the Dreamweaver.
And if we had come in here celebrating John going to 6-0, I've tailed for the last three. I'm in on it. If we had come in here celebrating and he hadn't given it to you, we're going to have a sad, sad man there. And so I had set it up for you, actually win. You coming, you redownloading FanDuel, you're coming back
redownloaded.
With a win.
Redownloaded! I redownloaded the app!
I made sure that the three-eyed raven gave you the signal.
But Brad found a way to F it up.
And he blew it!
Brad found a way to mess it up.
He blew it!
I totally did blow it, man.
How do you do that?
You could have taken that 20 that you put on, had some confidence in the three-eyed raven, and if you'd done it on FanDuel like me, you'd won 20, 21, 22 bucks. You'd be filling up your car with gas.
I've got good news.
I bet I know what it is.
$10 in the kitty, and I have downloaded the app, so I'm ready for the next bet.
I mean, can I trust you not to?
I won't overdo it, I promise. I've learned my lesson.
You know, there's some bad juju in the air right now with what you did.
No.
With what you did, man.
Just you continue to be awesome.
It's a lot of pressure.
Take and receive the football here.
Well, you didn't take and receive the football last night, Brad.
Well, listen, I tried
to. You audibled at the line of scrimmage.
Tried to help the man.
It's like when you're coaching. I try to do too much.
Just got to. When I call the play in, you execute the play.
Execute the play, Brad.
You don't audible at the line of scrimmage because you think you're reading the defense. You can't read the defense.
I even thought it when
like
I texted it back
defense.
To you. I thought, no. You know what? This is not what I'm supposed to be executing.
Because the logic would have told you that if you should have gone the other way, that if you thought Kevin Durant was going to have an off game, mm-hmm. right, then the Nets can't win.
But why did you pick under?
Because I thought they were going to have an off game. I thought that you're coming off.
And?
Points and assists under.
You're coming
right
off a game where he played 48 minutes and Jeff Green basically made every single shot that he dished him.
This is a logical way to enter into the conversation about Game 7, which is this weekend. And I think Nets Bucks is what we're talking about here. Okay. Who wins Game 7? Just straight up, who wins the game?
Well, we were talking about this earlier. I mean, I think the Bucks have been the more consistent team. Now, the Nets have the best player in the series, and that's Kevin Durant. But
you are Johnny come lately, by the way. Usually, you are usually what is recency bias. You are Mr. Recency.
Well, I'm just going back. What am I supposed to go off 5 years ago?
You can.
I mean,
or
that
last
makes,
year.
That makes absolutely no
sense.
No,
last year you could though.
I'm going to
Johnny come lately.
I'm going to go by what's happening in this series.
Okay.
You know, which is the Kevin Durant has been awesome, and nobody else has been for the Brooklyn Nets. You know, and Chris Middleton was. He might be the best player in the league at drawing fouls at the three-point line. He's unbelievable. He did it multiple times last night.
Yeah.
Giannis is going to give you 30 no matter what. And Drew Holiday is a great two-way player. I mean, I just think they're deeper than the Nets
I don't disagree with it. I will say this, though. This home court advantage thing I think is real for the Nets. I think the Nets do win Game 7, and they will turn their ass on.
It wouldn't be crazy at all, but I hope so, Brad.
I hope you're right.
It's a lot.
I think Nets win Game 7.
I'm KD. Concerned,
it's too much at stake, and KD's going to come out and ball out.
No Kyrie.
Yep.
KD,
it's a lot to prove here. This is a legacy game for Kevin Durant.
Around him. Back to three-eyed Raven.
Back to the Raven.
Two games tonight.
Yes.
Can we get two props or does the process
one a night?
That's kind of
mandate that we will on.
It's only one?
Yes.
Again, BC, we can't get greedy.
It's okay. One a night.
We can ask the three-eyed Raven, but we have to be satisfied with whatever answer we get. Because right now, that three-eyed Raven is providing winners.
What's the deadline like for the Raven tonight? Because I got the text at about 3:30 yesterday.
I usually will put it in. Sometimes I put it in like 10 minutes before the game.
And do you have any idea right now, Raven, whether it will be from that Philly-Atlanta game or whether it will be from that Clippers-Jazz game?
No, good question.
Any idea on that?
I have a better feel, I feel like, on the Philly-Atlanta series. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I will tell you what I'm leaning on right now.
Oh, good.
What I'm leaning on again, not locking it in. It's a very close situation, but I'm leaning under on Joel Embiid points, rebounds, and assists. Now, what's scaring me is that this is a closeout game.
What is that number?
Yeah, what's the number?
I think it's like 49 and a half, something like that.
Okay.
So it's a big
that
number
seems like
for
an
Joel
under.
Embiid.
Yeah.
I mean, he's basically got to have, what, 30 points? You know, I mean,
they need to tie up.
That is the one thing. Like, is Philly really going to go out in Game Six on the road? I just, it's a close one.
Both road teams tonight are favorite.
That's what I'm thinking, though.
Philly and Utah.
But I haven't put it in yet. I got more research to do, folks. I got more research to do.
You got good sources. I'm impressed, John.
I do my homework.
Stay tuned.
Here.
You
know,
the research you do for this show as a Raven is. It's really ridiculous.
He's 6-0 for the last six. It's pretty phenomenal.
Fly, Raven, fly.
Quote the Raven, nevermore,
Your
man.
Boy on this side of the table, BC, he don't question. He just tails.
That's exactly
and
I'm
I
with
don't
you
try
now.
To add
Listen,
anything to it.
I've learned my lesson.
Cannot get greedy.
I've learned my lesson. Stick your finger in that light socket once, Brad Carson. You won't do it twice.
You know what they call me in the streets,
trying to
right?
help you.
What is that?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, that's good.
That's what I'm printing over here.
I need to start some imaging soon. I need to start writing some material.
That's pretty good.
That voiceover guy's going to get to work this weekend.
That's right.
You got that extra eye.
That's right.
Yeah, it's coming.
Jimmy Patchell's going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about how he thinks the games are going to go tonight, get his thoughts on the playoffs and more. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, if I hit one more of these props, I'm moving. I'm going from Southwind to the White House, bro. All right, that's my plan. That's my plan. Pennsylvania Avenue, we coming for you.
Prop gods might not like it.
This Move me time. Into the office. And when it's time, I'm going to call my friends in Black Tie Moving. They're the best in Memphis. And they don't just help you in Memphis. They can help you move cross town, cross country, home, office, all that. 316-6196, 316-6196 is the phone number. Using them not once, but twice. They're lifesavers. Save you time, save you energy, save you that fight with your wife when you argue about, we're supposed to move this, we're supposed to move that, it's hot outside, don't do it. Let them handle it. Give them a call, 316-6196. Book your move now because it will, trust me, start booking up fast. Summer's here, which means moving season is here, and Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. What's been your favorite Father's Day memory? Like, is there like a Father's Day for you that sticks out? Like, are they all just kind of run? And I'm asking as my first ever Father's Day is coming up, which I am not worthy of being celebrated, but it is still going to happen. They all run together, or what's it like?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think so.
I mean, like, does faith rub your feet?
No, we don't get that kind of treatment over.
Oh, man.
Over in the
Come dream, on, Faith.
In the dream home.
In the dream home.
As Jennifer got me into. No rubbing of feet. Not that if that's what I wanted, I don't think that Faith would deny me on that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big, you got to rub my sweaty feet. It's just.
But, but you'd have to redeem that.
That makes me uncomfortable.
You'd have to redeem
frankly.
That voucher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it's
well.
Like.
This is it, and it's funny. You put me on the spot, but here's your grand answer for all smooth here, because I always
you always deliver
come through for you. It's what you get from your kid,
right?
So this time around, they do this, and obviously it has to be prompted when you're seven, right? Somebody has to say, mm-hmm. hey, let's make a card for dad or mom. Y'all remember those times when you're growing up in camp or all that? But this week I got my kid comes in from camp, and he gives me a card, and on the front of it is Yoda. It's young baby Yoda. You know this. He drives white folks wild. So I know you know all about
hell
baby.
Yeah.
No, you know all
the
about
baby Yoda or the grown one.
It was baby Yoda.
Oh yeah, man.
And it was a picture of Yoda that he had drawn, and it said, "Yoda best dad."
Now what is it with the Smith family? And play,
isn't that sweet?
And play on it's words.
Yoda sweet. Best dad.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, you'll keep that forever.
That's what these kids... Exactly. And it's that, John.
But that's not how Yoda talks, man.
It's beautiful.
I wasn't trying to do how Yoda
doing
talks.
Impression.
I'm doing... Well, thank you, man.
I'm saying, though, the way it was written, you know? Like, it just... That's not how Yoda speaks. Or baby Yoda.
See, you always miss the point, don't you? And the point of this is, more so than anything your wife can give you or anything, what you're going to appreciate the most... Like you said, what's your wife done for you that stood out?
Mm-hmm.
It's what you get from your kid as that kid gets older, and then what was prompted at one time, those cards, eventually becomes a real appreciation
That's
for
right.
you that this kid expresses. I can't wait till I get to a point where it's unprompted for Chris.
True.
But it's that. That's what you remember. That's what you think about is his appreciation for what you're doing for him. And yes, like I said, it goes from sort of, well, you're supposed to do that, Dad, and I'm supposed to give you a card to eventually, sort of like I did with my, like you really get the point. Like on Mother's Day, on Father's Day, us as adults now, we understand,
you know,
right, how big they were in our lives. I'm going to get there with Chris, but it's that. It's what he gives me in terms of for those Father's Days as opposed to anything, and I love my wife, mm-hmm. but as opposed to some gift card like I'm going to get from her, it's what Chris gives me.
I have an early preview of what Sam is giving John.
Oh, this will be interesting.
Let me see if I have it here. Here it is. Let's see.
That's right. My pet raven. That's what I need.
The station should buy you one at this point.
Hell yeah.
And we should make a segment.
The station
you just got to take the responsibility
of my prop bets.
Daddy, you're the raven. Let me draw a picture of
that's exactly
you.
Right.
Now, again, if you continue to gloat about this, I feel like the prop god's going to swoop in and end it just as quickly as it started.
Let's be clear. I'm due for a loss. It may happen tonight. It very well may happen tonight. I mean, I've gotten my last six right. It can't go on forever. You know,
Maybe it can.
It's not going to happen. But
don't tell me that, man. I'm trying to tell you tonight.
I'm going 15 on this tonight.
Exactly.
I got
don't
15
tell us
in the account.
It's going to end.
You added another
$5,
Brad?
Yeah. Well, I had 25. 10. I put in. It was 10.
Brad lying here, man. First it was 25. Then it was 20. We're just going to have to call it. You ain't got to show your money, but you got to get your story straight. It's 25,
I don't 20. Count every cent,
I got 10,
it.
I got 15.
Y'all got so much money in there, you forget? I don't forget.
Well, I mean, the only reason
that's not the case.
Brad, you come on here, you act like every dollar you put on is like it's a big one. So that's why we're trying
to.
You got
a 13-year-old.
We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure it out.
Playable balance, $15. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Put it all. I'm going.
It's all going with the Raven.
Follow me. Put it all on the one prop bet that he suggests tonight.
I won't mess around with anything else.
You'll be
I
coming back in here
I
on Monday a happy
you.
Man.
That's right.
We'll be celebrating.
Now, I do
really
remember.
Really research the hell out of this again, though.
Always do. Now, remember when we first got this show, you told the story of, you know, you talked about the good thing, right? The good Father's Day experience. But you also did tell us about the world's greatest farter t-shirt.
Well, that was awful.
That continues to sort of hang over Father's Day in the Smith household.
Yeah. That's when my wife was very poor at gift giving.
It was your first one?
What's this? It was a shirt she gave you?
It was among the, if not the first year, the second year.
World's greatest farter?
Yeah, man.
That's kind of, I mean, those are fun. Dads appreciate those.
No, Jason hated it.
No. That's of no use to me. I've never worn it. John, I think didn't you try to be funny, say you would take it off my head? He didn't do that. Just like he doesn't follow, you know, all that stuff. I offer John those opportunities he doesn't follow through on.
Yeah.
Remember I was supposed to get my Bears hat?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the pandemic.
Remember it said it matches this. You'd give me a hat that was too small.
Yeah.
The pandemic.
Oh, no,
here's
that's right. John. I forgot the size was wrong.
Here's John. He took it as I was being, you know.
Ungrateful. Yeah, he thought
exactly.
you were.
Exactly. But here's John. Just give it back. I'll send it back. We'll get you a hat for you because I realize your head's pretty big. We'll get you another hat. That's what I got.
You never
literally.
Know.
That's why that silence. Was
His
there.
Follow-up
that's what
is
I've got.
Kind of.
So that's the point is on the follow-up sometimes. But tell you what. As long as John keeps following up and giving us this these props
these
information,
picks.
He's making up for it.
Thank
there you.
You
go. But yes, no, John, to go back to your point, I know you like to laugh at my situation.
I do like to laugh.
You'd prefer to focus not on the great Father's Day and what Chris has given me, mm-hmm. but
that's
on
right.
my worst, right? So you can kick the dead horse or whatever it is. Yeah, man, that shirt is still sitting there
it's
at the bottom
of the drawer. It's a cautionary tale.
You know,
it's a cautionary tale to all the women out there listening right now. Do not get your husband a world's greatest farter t-shirt because he will not appreciate it.
No, you think, I mean, what dude's going to appreciate that and sit around with it?
I mean, maybe the world's greatest farter will appreciate it.
You like fart humor? I don't. I'm like Hawkins. It makes me uncomfortable.
You guys don't like fart humor?
You know what I'm saying? No.
Really?
Especially, no, and that's not me.
There's nothing better than good fart humor.
See, like Brad would appreciate that shirt.
I love fart jokes and stuff like that.
No, to me, it's cornball. Cornball. I don't mess with
you're talking about Cowboy Carson over here.
I don't mess with cornball.
The lead cheerleader for corn.
It's just not something I play with.
I heard that.
Putin is not something I play with.
Yeah, he ain't a fart guy.
So how did you handle the situation when you got the shirt, man?
I just let her know I didn't appreciate it.
Damn.
That makes it get this
again,
away.
You have to be straight up with your wife. And she's she understands. She's never seen it in me. And nor, more importantly, has she ever tried to give me some shirt she thought was funny that I didn't on my day.
Yeah.
Father's Day, on my day.
Yes.
See, you thought that'd be funny on me. But what you didn't think about is the person that shirt goes, I didn't think it'd ever be funny. And that's why I've never worn it, and I never will.
This man has drawn
a line.
Matter
of fact, I'm going to bring it here next week, and we're going to burn it all together.
I'll wear it. Don't burn it. I'll wear it.
Stop.
I think we need to do it. I think it's symbolic.
What do you want for Father's Day, John?
I think it's a curse. I think the world's greatest farter shirt is a curse. You know, and until we effectively.
It's not even truly representative of me because I go out of my way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. When you reach a point, though, where you like, it's. It doesn't bother you at all, just pooting around your wife or your wife pooting
good
around
farts.
You?
Yeah, you're all comfortable.
I think you've lost something.
What do you think you've lost?
Some of the luster.
I don't know, man. I mean, at some point, it's like you're going to, you know.
Oh, so that's a turn-on for you.
Not a turn-on.
Because it's never been that for me.
It's not a
turn-on. Do y'all fart around each other?
No.
You don't?
No.
You guys hold it?
Dude, first of all, you're 45 years old.
And that's what I'm telling you. And I still hold on. And I
really?
Feel like that's not something I'm going to do around her because you know what? It's not attractive.
This is what do you do? And, go in the bathroom
you know
and fart?
See, bro, you're going to blow up. You got to let it go.
No, you white dudes, y'all different on this. Because you know what farting is representative of?
What?
A dirty booty.
No, it's not
true.
And you know what ain't
true.
A turn on is a dirty booty. I think my wife come
that's
around.
So wrong.
It is. And then you know what it should be? It should be shower time. I realize you got to let the gas go. Your eyes going to turn yellow if you don't.
So,
but go in another room and do that.
So that's okay.
Right? Because I want to continue to be attracted. You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard your wife fart.
I've told the story
before.
Break down cultural and racial lines. Because I've told the story before, but I used to live. On White Station, when I lived on White Station, I lived next to, my neighbors were black, and they invited me over for dinner one time. And so I was over there, I was having dinner, and I passed gas at the table. I was 5 years old, right? I passed gas, but they told told me, and it was the funniest thing in the world to me.
How do you still remember this at five?
I just do.
That was a memorable fart.
What did they say?
They told me.
I don't remember this story.
I remember very vividly. They told me, if you're going to do that, go in the bathroom.
That's
it was the funniest thing in the world to me. It was like, why would I go in the bathroom just to fart? Like, that makes no sense to me. Like, but that's how you do it in your house.
This is the deal. If my wife goes, and I'm in the bed, my wife has gone off to the bathroom, do her business, I make sure that either the fan's on in my room or something where I'm not, there's no
can't
chance,
hear any
no
excess
chance
noise.
Of me hearing anything.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, you bougie.
And maybe
you bougie,
that,
bro.
I don't think that's the word there. Maybe it's
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you are.
No.
That's very class. No, that's class,
no,
bro.
I do not want to hear.
I don't like dirty tales. It's my wife. It's my son. I don't like a dirty tale. Dirty tale need to be in the shower, washing that up, and pooping. What y'all think it does? That leaves you dirty, okay?
There's not remnants in it. It doesn't mean you have dingleberries. It just means you got gas,
right,
bro.
I've had about enough. I'm like Jeff on this. I'm going to cut it off because it makes me uncomfortable. Y'all got a problem with the way I do business.
Dude,
I'm like those black folks invited you over. I bet they never invite your ass over again. You partner at the dinner table. Take that stuff in the bathroom. Like, you know if you got bubble guts or not. Go in the bathroom.
I don't think they invited me over for dinner after that. I will say.
I know you didn't get another invite. Man ain't got no manners.
I was five, Jason. And it was a culture shock to me to have to go in the bathroom just to pass gas. I mean, it just seems a little much. You're a freaking tyrant in that house. If you fart around Jason, you might get a divorce.
Y'all like hearing your wife poot.
I don't know if I
now there's something wrong with that.
Wouldn't say I like it, but it's a bodily function, man. You know, it happens.
Yeah,
in your house.
Burping is a bodily function.
Not in your house, though. If you catch a whiff, somebody is gonna get kicked out of the house. whether it's CJ or Faith.
I'm like them folks. Take that to the bathroom.
All right.
You too, honey.
We'll come back. Jimmy Patsos is going to join us. We'll talk NBA playoffs and more with him. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
NBA playoffs rolling on tonight. And as promised, he's joining us every week recently. He is Odyssey NBA Insider Jimmy Patsos. Insider calls brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Jimmy, what's going on, man?
I mean, I got Isaac Hayes, the theme from Shaft playing. How could I be in a bad mood now?
That's exactly
right.
There you
go. It's what? Memphis, it's Isaac
Richard
Hayes.
Richard Roundtree. He was Shaft, right? Richard Roundtree, right?
You got it. You nailed it.
You are.
All right, my man. Let's.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How we doing? What's going on? Everybody happy in Memphis?
Well, everybody is happy in Memphis. There's no question about that. We got a lot to be happy about. But do want to turn you to the NBA playoffs. Obviously, the Atlanta Hawks have an opportunity to close out the Philadelphia 76ers as the one seed. Do you think Joel Embiid is going to be enough of a bad mother shut your mouth tonight and extend this series back to Philly? How do you think this plays out?
You know, I love Embiid. Him and Curry did all they could. But at some point, he's going to have to get some help. I think what Tobias Harris did for $180 million is not good enough. I know Danny Green has a lot of experience, but he wasn't there. I just think the one thing that I worry about is Atlanta. I love Atlanta. They're like Memphis, a team of the future. You know, yeah. Memphis is the youngest team in the league. You have more, you know, players that are young, whether it's D'Anthony Melton or Desmond Bane, or Dylan Brooks to go with Ja, Jaren Jackson, all that. But the Hawks, they're young guys. Herter, Trae Young, DeAndre Hunter, they had a lot of guys.
Yep.
But they did a really good job signing veterans, Gallinari, and, of course, Lou Williams. I'm a big Lou Williams guy. What they did signing those guys, I think they're going to beat them. You know, I really, if I was gambling, I would take this. I would take the Hawks tonight. I know the Sixers are favored. I'm really impressed with Embiid, but I'm going to ask you guys, what do you make of Ben Simmons? You know, you saw him down at LSU. Okay, he was a little bit of a point guard, point forward, whatever. He's turned into a four-man, which I don't mind, but that was really disheartening to watch him kind of not want the ball, not want to take free throws. I'm not sure you can keep him out there.
I'm of that same opinion, Coach, that you're getting, you're a professional, and when it's becoming a liability to your team, right, it's keeping you by, heck, they're hacking you in quarters. It's part of their strategy. That at some point, man, doesn't it come down to the player just to, and people have told me, well, it's mental. Well, isn't that reps? Isn't that getting on a free throw line all off season and get to a point where you're more confident? To me, it absolutely kills them, even with what he gives them defensively. I just don't know how you sit there if you're Ben Simmons and you can have any sort of pride in yourself when you're that weak in one area and it's costing your team.
Yeah, no, and it's putting in the times. I mean, you have to learn how to shoot. It's all about 100%. Reps. I don't really care about your form. And look, in today's day and age, how can you not shoot threes or free throws and be like an all-NBA player? I know he's a good defensive player. But I'm an Embiid guy. I know Embiid loves the game. I don't know Ben Simmons that well. I know Embiid loves the game. He's putting in the work. He's got his little Dirk Nowitzki turnarounds and all that. So I'm a big fan of his. Mm-hmm. But the Sixers, maybe they ship him to New Orleans after the year because I'm hearing Zion's not happy. I know Stan Van Gundy's out, and there's a lot of rumors. And I know Philly was, you know, they love the round mound to rebound and Barkley. Maybe Zion would be a great fit. But you might have to move Ben Simmons because that's a tough town. Their fans are not nice people. And if Ben Simmons can't get it done, they're going to put the onus on him, and that's not so great. But I was really impressed with the Sixers all year, and I thought they had great length, and they got Tybull, and Maxey's good. But the Hawks, Nate McMillan. See, I'm a Nate McMillan guy because he's an old-school guy, makes you play defense. He played at NC State.
Yeah.
He's just a grinding, tough guard, coached at Portland. You know, I thought Indiana, they didn't appreciate him as much, and I'm really happy for him. But I got the Hawks right now, the favorite to go to the NBA Finals if they stay healthy, because as much as I love the Nets, and I really love, I'm a big Harden guy. See, Mike Conley doesn't want to play for the Jazz because he's not full strength, and there's Harden just limping around out there doing the best he can. That's going to be a wild game seven, but I think the Hawks may have the upper hand just on their youth and their health.
You think if the Bucks get through, though, Coach, that you'd favor the Hawks over the Bucks at this point with Middleton
playing? More depth with DeAndre. They got nine guys. You know, the Hawks have nine guys. You got Gallinari and Lou Williams off the bench. That's really powerful guys. They're playing on Yeke Okongwu, who's a really good player, drafted out of USC, 6'10". This is the bench they got. You know, Capella's playing at a high level. The Bucks. I mean, after Middleton, I like Drew Holiday. And, you know, Giannis is great, but he doesn't really want to shoot threes. I just think if they beat the Sixers, the Knicks were really playing well, and they dismantled them 4-1. What they did coming back in Game 4, that's the one I think Doc Rivers is mad about, was Game 4 in Atlanta. Then to come back from down 20. But Trae Young's like your guy John Morant. When those guys get going with the ball in their hands, they're tough to stop, and they control the game. I'm really interested to see. I'll tell you this. I can't wait for you guys next year in Memphis, but I think the Hawks are doing it this year, bringing a lot of new energy, new excitement, new blood to the NBA, and I love it.
So, obviously, we are going to a Game 7 in Bucks-Nets, and it's been a weird series because a lot of these games have been, you know, out of hand by the time, even though it's going 7, like it has not been the sort of epic, down to the final possession type of series, even though we are going to 7. How do you think it plays out there in Brooklyn in Game 7?
Look, if Kevin Durant's awesome, having 50 points in a triple-double is one thing. But Jeff Green having 7 threes, and I love Jeff Green. He's a Georgetown guy. He's from D.C. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now because, you know, I cover the Wizards. We're looking for a coach. You know, Beal and Westbrook are really good. If Jeff Green was on this year's team, the Wizards would have got a little further. Great piece. Don't forget, he was great for the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 7 when they beat the Celtics on the Celtics' home court. Of course, LeBron and him, you know, that's nice to have LeBron. Well, he's got Durant, but he's going to have to do it again. And I don't know if he can have 7 threes. I don't know if he can do that. I don't think he can do that. But I think if Joe Harris can step up, but I like Harden's ability to, A, he's playing through injury. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's got a lot of guts. I've seen Harden get 50. I think he's a better defensive player than people think. I think he's a better teammate. And that's how they're going to have to do it, because I put Giannis on Durant sometimes. Durant can have 50, but he can't have a triple-double 50 if you're the Bucks. Now, Middleton, he came back and played better because he turned it over in Game 5. I really like Drew Holiday. I'm a big fan of his tough guy. Really, him and his two brothers, really great players. But Brook Lopez, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't make threes, so him and Brook Lopez neutralize each other. I would be a nervous gambler if I had to say, I think the Bucks are favored by 1.5. I'm not betting against Durant and Harden, but then do they have enough to get by that youngness of the Hawks and all that, and the depth of the Hawks, that's where they can do more damage. You know, Pat Connaughton's a nice piece off the bench for Milwaukee, but they don't have much either. You know, everybody sort of had a key injury here along the line, except Atlanta. And I hope that Danny Green walks out for the Sixers. I just like him as a guy that's been in the playoffs a ton with the Spurs and the Lakers. But if Durant gets any help from Jeff Green, they can win. But if he doesn't, and mind you, Jeff Green had 7 threes in that game. That is an insane number. We'll see what happens. It's going to be that's going to be a good dogfight game, though.
Coach, you mentioned you cover Washington. Where's that open job rank in terms of we got 7 open jobs now? In terms of Washington, you mentioned Beal and Westbrook. I mean, you've got a good 2 to start out with. How does it stack up with the rest of the jobs that are open? Everybody loves that Boston job and have them ranked as one of the most attractive. Where would you put Washington and its opening in that mix?
Damn, Jason and John, you're right with me. I had Boston the number one job just because of Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to make some adjustments. You know, it's not the best. It's a good place to live. I think D.C. is a fantastic place to live. So I look at it that way. The Portland job's good because Dame Stoudemire and McCollum are so good, but the cap's kind of messed up.
Uh-huh.
I think the D.C. job's really good. I hope Wes Unseld, David Vanderpool, these are D.C. guys. It wouldn't surprise me if Becky Hammon was involved in that. Well, I think that Bradley Beal is a high-character, high-scoring guy. Good
yes.
guy, works hard. Westbrook, alpha dog, just wants to compete. But they got some pieces. They could trade for Towns. They got Danny Avdia, who got hurt. Rui is turning into a third-best player. They got Thomas Bryant back. I think it's very attractive. I don't know if Rick Carlisle goes back to Boston. I don't think they need Van Gundy or some taskmaster. But I think it's a good job. Now, Beal only has 1 year left. And this guy's fantastic. So, to me, if Beal stays, probably the third-best job open. You know, New Orleans with Zion and everybody is an interesting job. But you guys know this. It's a small-market town. And you're a small-market town, but you're a passionate fan base. You love Penny Hardaway and the Memphis Tigers. I've been there with Sean Toohey and the boys when the Grizzlies were in the playoffs with Mike Conley and Pau Gasol. And I've seen FedEx go crazy and pack it out. And you guys have a great basketball town. Something's going on in New Orleans, and I'm not smart enough to figure it out, but they don't seem to love that franchise, and that makes me nervous.
We are, of course, talking to Jimmy Patsos, Odyssey NBA insider here on the show. And what about there, too? I mean, look, Luka is a generational talent. He's a superstar, and he's going to sign that $200 million Supermax. There's no reason for him not to. But, I mean, it's sort of the same conversation there in Dallas, right? Because if he's not sort of on the same page with the front office and, you know, they're not consulting with him and he doesn't get along with who's running things, I mean, isn't that something that you would consider if you're him in 2-3 years down the line? Because what we have seen is when players say, I don't want to play here anymore, you know, typically that works out for them.
Yeah, I mean, the players have the power. This isn't college. I coached for college for a long time, but I watched in Boston where Red Auerbach had the power, and then Bill Fitch was too confrontational. And Mikhail Bird and Parrish, the three vets, the big three, said, we're tired of this practice yelling all the time. Well, they brought in Casey Jones, very smooth guy, a guy that wore the uniform, great, great African-American coach, one of the first pioneers were him and Lenny Wilkins. They kind of had that way about him. And the players were like, that's what we want. And so, therefore, you're going to do what the players want. I think LeBron picked his coach. Clearly, the Nets had a say in who they wanted because Kenny Atkinson's name should be out there because he's the one that really kind of got the Nets going. But you have to have the best players be happy. You know, that's what's surprising about Washington is they made the playoffs, and from all accounts, you know, Chris Miller's my partner. Me and Chris Miller talked for NBC Washington. Both Beal and Westbrook endorsed Scott Brooks. So that's like that was kind of a funny one. But I have a feeling, you know, whether it's money, who they want on their staff. But if Luka Doncic's not happy with who's coaching the team, and he wants – now, I'm sure he wants more out of Porzingis, but I didn't think they were very good. I got to be honest with you. Other than Luka, okay, Finney Smith was okay. You know, Brunson coming off the bench. They had some nice, you know, pieces in Hardaway and all that. He didn't really have a 3-4 man, so – you got to keep him happy, and we both know Cuban's going to keep him happy. You know, I don't know how I know Justin Timberlake's like a minority owner in Memphis, but like Mark Cuban runs the show in Dallas, and if him and Luka go have dinner, and they say, "What do you think?" and Luka says, "This is what I want to stay," you got to have him stay. You know, that'll be interesting. I'm a Jason Kidd guy. I know not everybody is, but I'm a Jason Kidd guy. I don't know if he comes back and coaches. Or maybe it's one of these guys. You know, you have a really good, solid coach down in Memphis, and he's not a household name. But everybody thinks he does a really good job. That's because John Morant Jackson, you know, your big guy. I really like your bench. You got a lot of plays, but it seems like everybody in Memphis gets along because you're a young team. The one I want to wonder, the Wizards to me, jumping around here, should Luka name the next coach? Probably. The guy we all want in Washington, D.C. is Brandon Clark because you guys seem like he's pushing down the rotation.
Yeah, well, we're certainly happy to work something out with you, Jimmy. I mean, Jimmy, what do you
love so much about BC? About Brandon Clark?
I just thought he was really good. Yeah. I had him in the lottery at 9. We picked Rui Hachimura. I thought BC was a good player. He had a great rookie year. You know, he puts up numbers. He defends. He's a little older. He's got experience. Remember, he went to San Jose State and then transferred.
Absolutely.
I thought he was just a humble and hungry guy. But I guess Desmond Bane from TCU passed him, and we all know how great Dylan Brooks is. He just seems to be left out of the rotation. And, you need to have a defensive three-man that can really guard and really athletic and stuff. We just – Bertan shoots threes, and I really like that. Denny Avdija is a really young 19-year-old, right. But he's more of a four-man. You guys have a lot of wings. I like wings. I think in the playoffs you need really good wings.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jimmy, man, great stuff as always. Appreciate
it. Have a
time,
great
man.
Weekend, Coach. Thank you.
You guys have a great weekend in Memphis, and I can't wait to come down and see you guys. Thanks.
Looking forward to it, brother.
Sounds like a plan. He is, of course, Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. Insider calls brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. That's what Jimmy Patsos runs on, man. That Shell V-Power Nitro Plus, that's what our man Jimmy is on.
My man loves the Hawks.
Yes, he does. He got the Hawks in the NBA Finals if they win in the
what,
series.
What a year for Trey.
Man, no
if
doubt.
That ends up happening.
Yeah.
Now, they've already overachieved. They
yes,
get
they
to the
have.
Finals, brother. My goodness. Dan Walker going to have a lot to write. It was their time after all.
That's right. That's right. All right, we'll come back. Wrap this thing up here on a Friday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so we got some commitments, man. We got some commitments for the USA team in Tokyo. That was kind of a concern. It's been a concern because everybody's playing, right? Everybody's playing right now, and also guys want rest. They didn't get the rest between last season and this season.
Right.
And we already have seen so many injuries that we wondered, like, how – I mean, we might have to call who God knows who to play for, you know, our Olympic team this year. Bradley Beal has committed to the – to the Olympic team, Team USA.
We'll take that 30 a game.
Yep. Also, commitments from Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, and Draymond Green.
All right, they got my man, light-skinned LeBron, Jason Tatum.
How are we
that's
feeling about
all
the Olympic
we need,
team?
Quite frankly, I mean that's pretty good right there. Dame, Tatum, and Beal.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a threesome for the most part. That'll get it done. I mean, who's the best team out there these days? It's no longer Spain, is it?
Well, I don't think so. It's a good question. I was thinking about that. Like,
Spain used to give us a run when they had the Gasol brothers, right?
Yep.
Juan Carlos Navarro.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. I amaze you with my ability to bring up Spanish players. Mm-hmm. I feel like those days are behind them in terms of Spain. Is Jokic even playing?
That I do not know.
Isn't he skipping at least skipping some the qualifying or
Serbia,
something?
Serbia has
is skipping the qualifying. Or is he skipping the Olympics altogether?
Well, that'd be
just the qualifying.
Yeah, because you have Serbia has Jokic and Boban, if they decide to play.
Formidable.
Yeah.
I mean, Draymond ain't gonna be able to do anything with Jokic. That's for sure. So but we better have some size.
Yeah, there used to be a time where legitimately Spain had a real team. Argentina had Ginobili.
What about Canada now? As many players as they've produced here lately, are they not the?
That's a good question.
Getting to a point, is the and Dylan Brooks?
Canada's got Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, BC
Wiggins.
Wiggins.
Brandon Clark.
How about RJ?
RJ Barrett.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, they got players. They got players.
But see, Canada has, they're plus 10,000.
Damn.
So I guess these guys must not be playing. That's got to be the thing, right?
Last I checked, Dylan hadn't made a decision, I don't think, right? Dylan Brooks, who they would obviously want he wasn't sure. Now, maybe he's made that official. I don't think
he has. Jamal Murray?
I thought we were leaving a couple studs out.
But
Jamal coming back off injury, he going to play? No.
Gilgeous, right?
There's no way Jamal's playing.
No.
Yeah, no.
Gilgeous Alexander, will be one of the guys. I think that's who I was thinking about. Canada might be the your biggest threat these days. Yep. If it's not a Serbia or a Luka.
Yeah, Jokic is not playing, by the way.
Okay, I thought I'd seen that it wasn't just qualifying.
Yeah.
Or Luka, right?
Dwight Powell, Corey Joseph. I mean, these are like real NBA players that we're talking about here.
That's a good.
But where are you seeing plus 10? Where you saw that?
It's DraftKings.
Okay.
That was as of 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
You know? I can only assume that Canada's not. Nobody wants. Because a lot of these guys I'm reading are like free agents, you know? And they don't want to like mess up. You know, they don't want to risk injury.
No, I tell you right now, that's why I don't see Jamal Murray playing. He's still in recovery.
Jamal's not playing. And it sounds like Gilgeous Alexander isn't playing either.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Why do people from Canada not have pride in their country? I mean, I would want to play for – if I was from Canada, I would want to play for Canada. Like, yeah, I get a chance to play in the Olympics. Is it because you're scared of the United States? Is that what it is? You're afraid? You're intimidated by the behemoth that is the United States basketball machine?
Something tells me that's not it.
Well, what is it then, man?
Maybe it's that you're not going to win gold.
Right, you know that. So you're scared. You're afraid of the inevitability that the United States will emerge victorious.
Story over Toronto Star says RJ Barrett could be the secret weapon. Good luck with that.
Nick's waiting on that one. Anyway, that'll do it for us today. Thanks to Jimmy Patsos for joining us on the show today. No thanks to Canadian basketball player. Just complete no-shows. You should be ashamed of yourself. No patriotism for that country.
Three-eyed Raven ain't seeing Canada basketball.
Thanks to Ryan Silverfield. That's right. That is exactly right. Gino and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss. Have a great weekend. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.